Well, hello, Carol. It's nice to see you. How are you?
Hi, Tammy. I am very well, thanks. Except that when I was babysitting a little girl the other day, she shared her school sores with me.
Oh, I noticed the sore on your chin. Does it hurt?
Oh, it looks terrible, but it doesn't feel too bad. And don't worry, I won't share it with you.
Well, that's good because then I'd have to share it with the rest of my family, and that's not a good idea. It's good we've got Dr. Karen with us today. She might give you some advice on what to do with that sore.
Hello, Tammy and Carol, and hello to you too. It's nice to be with you today, and it sounds like school sores might be the best thing to talk about.
So, can you give me some advice?
If you make me a cup of tea.
Why don't I make you both one? And maybe you would like to have one too as you listen.
Ah, this is a nice cup of tea. Thanks, Tammy. I hope you're sharing one with us today on Women of Hope. So, Dr. Karen, have you seen many of these sores?
Yes, a lot. My girls and I had them twice earlier this year, and in my work, I see a lot of people every day with these sores. They're called impetigo or school sores, probably because they commonly affect children of school age. They can be found anywhere on the body, but are often found on the face, near the nose and mouth, or on the arms and legs. You've probably seen them on children, or maybe you've had them yourself.
My children have had them too. Would you share with us more about school sores?
The sore may start as a blister or as a group of blisters, and the blister often bursts, leaving a patch of red, wet skin that weeps, and it might start to spread out from the center. The red patch usually becomes coated with a yellowish crust, making it look like it's been covered with honey. The sore usually takes about 1 to 3 days to develop after contact with fluid or crusts from another sore. These infections are really common, especially in warm weather or in tropical areas.
It sounds like they could be a big problem.
A small school sore is not usually a big problem. In fact, it often goes away with just regular washing. But the problem is these infections are very contagious. They spread very easily from one person to another, just like Carol and her little friend, and just like in my family.
So the best thing that we can do is to keep them from spreading. But how do we do that?
If you have a school sore, you should make sure it's covered, either with a dressing or with clothing if it's on your arm or leg or body. You should wash your hands often with soap and water and tell anyone you come in close contact with to do the same. This will stop the germs traveling from one person to another on your fingers or hands.
So if you touch someone with the germ, it could spread?
Well, not exactly. If you touch the sore, or if they have touched the sore and then they touch you, it can spread. The sore can become itchy and children may scratch it, spreading the infection to nearby skin or to other parts of their own body. So this is another reason to cover it, and it's a good idea to cut the children's fingernail short too. In fact, if your child has school sores, it may be best for them not to go to school or preschool until the sores have stopped weeping. If your child is home with no other children and so is not able to give it to anyone, it can be a good idea to keep the skin dry by taking the dressing off and airing it, but encouraging the child not to touch the sore.
So these germs can be passed on if they touch anything at all.
That's right. If one of your children has school sores, it's best for them not to even share toys, as the germs can spread from their hands onto the toys, and then other children will pick up the germs from the toys. Other things touching the sore can pick up germs too, like a piece of clothing or bedding. So if someone in your home has school sores, make sure they don't share clothing that hasn't been washed or share a bed with others as much as you can. Their sheets and towels and clothes should be washed separately from other washing, and if possible, dried in the sun as the sunlight can kill the germs.
That sounds like a lot of work, especially for a busy mom. Why all the fuss?
Well, school sores are not usually dangerous, more uncomfortable and itchy, but they can cause more serious problems. The germs can get into your blood and they can make you sick.
I had no idea that that could happen.
Yes, there's two types of germs or bacteria that can cause skin infections. These are called Streptococcus and Staphylococcus. These germs can travel to other parts of your body and they can cause problems, say, in your lungs or your heart, your bones or your joints. They can also affect your kidneys and leave permanent damage. If there is a baby in your home, take special care not to let anyone with school sores touch the baby. A baby's immune system is not well developed and they can become very sick.
Who usually gets school sores?
Well, anybody can, but they are more common in tropical areas where it's very hot and humid and where germs like to grow. In warm weather or in tropical countries, you might find that 2 children out of every 10 children actually has school sores.
Is there a reason that after being exposed, some people have school sores and others don't?
Often they begin with a little break in the skin, like a scabies or a wound or a cut. And this allows the germs that normally live on your skin or from someone else to get into the skin and to cause an infection. You're much more likely to catch school sores if you live closely with lots of other people, as they can then share it with you.
Seems to me there are some things you just shouldn't share.
That's right. Keeping clean is really important, and this can be very hard if you don't have good washing places. But you should try especially to wash any cuts with clean water and plain soap and to cover them with a dressing.
In just a moment, we'll find out how to treat those school sores.
Dr. Karen is with us today on Women of Hope. So tell us, what is the best treatment for school sores?
If you only have a small school sore like yours, Carol, it will probably clear up by simply washing it with clean, salty water or even just plain water and soap. You don't need expensive antiseptics or antibacterial soap. Plain soap is fine. But please don't use seawater, as that can sometimes have germs in it. And it's also important to remove any of the crusts on top of the sores. The best way to do this is to bathe the sore, like to soak it for about 20 to 30 minutes and wipe the crust away with a clean wet cloth.
Should you go to a doctor or a healthcare worker to be treated?
If the school sore does not clear up with washing and spreads to other parts of the body, you should definitely go and see your healthcare worker. You may need an antibiotic cream to kill the germs. If the skin becomes red, hot, swollen and sore, it could be another skin infection called cellulitis. This can be caused by the same germs travelling further into the skin and it needs treatment. A boil or a lump of pus under the skin can also be caused by the same germs. This can often be treated by applying pawpaw ointment to the boil or something similar to that, and this helps the germ come to the surface and be released. Many boils, though, need to be cut and drained. If you're unwell with fevers, lumps in your groin or neck or under your arms, you may have developed a more serious sickness and you may need medical treatment, so go and see somebody. If you're having a lot of skin infections, one after the other, you may have other health problems, and these need to be sorted out so your immune system can be strong again to fight the germs.
I didn't know that school sores were so common. 1 or 2 in every 10 children? So it's important to remember how not to catch them, isn't it?
That's right, Tammy. Cover your sore and make sure you wash your hands often so you don't pass it on to your family or other people. And remember, if your child has a school sore, cover the sore and wash their clothes and bedding separately.
Wash your school sore 3 times a day with plain water and soap. If you get any more sores, or if the skin becomes red, hot, swollen and sore, go and see your healthcare worker. He or she may need to drain any pus or may give you antibiotics.
Well, thank you, Dr. Karen, for coming in today. And thank you for your advice. We've been hearing stories about Jesus Christ when he was living on earth about 2,000 years ago in the country of Israel during the time of the Roman Empire. And we've been asking ourselves the question, who is Jesus? A while ago, Fran told us about a time when Jesus told a wild storm to stop, and it did. and she told us about how Jesus made an evil spirit go out of a poor boy. So, Fran, what are you going to tell us about today?
Well, we've been talking about skin problems, and today's story is about that. In ancient times, people were very scared of skin diseases, such as leprosy. Do you know about leprosy?
I do know a bit about leprosy. It's an infectious disease. It can cause people to lose their fingers and toes because they can't feel any pain there, so they don't realize when they've hurt themselves. It can be cured with medicine now, but in many places, even today, people are afraid of those who have leprosy or other skin diseases. They're called unclean and forced to stay away from other people.
Wouldn't that be awful? It's bad enough when you have an infectious disease and have to stay at home for a week or two. Imagine if all your life you were sent away, called names, never touched by another human being.
This is a true story from God's Word, the Bible. Jesus had been preaching and teaching about God in the villages and towns, and he was becoming well known. The Bible says Jesus healed many who were sick with all kinds of diseases and drove out many demons. One day a man came to see Jesus. He was suffering from one of these dreaded skin diseases. He didn't dare touch Jesus, but he knelt down on the ground and begged him for help. "If you want to, you can make me clean," he said. Jesus was filled with pity, and he stretched out his hand and touched the man. "I do want to," he answered. "Be clean." At once the disease left the man, and his skin looked clean and healthy. Then Jesus took him aside and spoke seriously to him. "Listen, don't tell anyone about this, but go to the priest and let him examine you. Then take the offering that is ordered in the law of Moses for cases where a dreaded skin disease is cured. This will prove to everyone that you are really cured." Let's stop for a moment and talk about what happened. What was wrong with the man who came to Jesus?
He had a skin disease that people were afraid of. So I suppose he would have been sad and lonely as well as sick.
Yes. So what did he do? He knelt down and said...
The Bible says he said, "If you want to, you can make me clean." Because remember, they called him unclean. He would have felt dirty, not worthy to take his place in the family or the village.
That's right. And did Jesus want to? Yes, of course he did, because God's word says that he was filled with pity. That's what Jesus is like, full of pity and compassion.
But you know what? I noticed that Jesus did not say, "Be clean." He reached out and he touched that man. How would you feel if you had been shut out of society for so long and then someone wanted to touch you?
I would probably cry for joy, even before the disease went away, just having that touch.
What a loving, caring thing that was. It showed that Jesus accepted and valued him. Jesus didn't pull back or send him away. As you said, Fran, that's what Jesus is like.
He is full of compassion. Well, after he healed the man's disease, he gave him some rather strange instructions. Do you remember what they were?
He had to go to the priest and let him check that the disease was really gone. Can you explain why?
The priest served God in the temple, and in some ways he was like a doctor. This was the way a person could be officially declared clean, so that the family and community would feel safe to have him back. When a person was cured, he would take an offering to the temple to show how thankful he was, and to symbolize that he had been made clean.
We don't have to go to the temple these days to be declared well, but we should feel very thankful. Because did you know Jesus wants to make us clean from a more serious condition than a skin disease? We all have a sin disease. We do wrong things and we think wrong things. That makes us feel unclean in God's eyes. We need to come to Jesus like this man did and ask him to make us clean. He will do that when we admit our sin disease and put our trust and faith in him and really want to follow him. He makes us worthy to take our place in God's family.
Because that's what Jesus is like, full of compassion.
Yes. So, do you think the man kept it to himself? No, the Bible says that he began to spread the news everywhere. Well, would you keep quiet about it? The whole country was talking about Jesus as a great teacher and healer from God.
Well, thank you, Fran. Today we've talked about Jesus, the compassionate healer. We would like to share a letter from a listener who was also healed by Jesus and wants to tell us about it too. Tammy, why don't you share that letter with us?
I would love to. This is what she said. I am the one who was always sick, always weak, and couldn't do anything. However, I needed to earn money to support my family. After I accepted Jesus Christ in my life, I knew that a blessing had arrived for me. He treated me so well and he healed me. So I can say, God is so good in my life. My faith is not strong, but the Women of Hope program is building up my faith in God more and more every day. However, my neighbors give me difficulties in my life. They call me bad names. Without God, I might want to get back at them. But God is righteous. He changed my life to be humble. I hope you've enjoyed our time together today. We certainly have.
And I'm sure that by our next visit, my chin will be clear and clean. If you would like to contact us, you may write us in care of this station, or you can email us.
The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. If you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week.